As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If you like Rogan and Rodney, be sure to check out Petros and Money. Hear them live weekdays at 3 on AM 570 LA Sports or podcast their show on the iHeartRadio app by searching Petros and Money.
AM 570,
an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peet.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney
Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
And we continue on, Fred Rogan and Rob Parker in today for Rodney on AM570 LA Sports. Rob, so we have a listener named Keith Phillips, listens all the time, he texted me, he asked me an interesting question. He said, because I asked you the question, who won the next title, the Dodgers or the Lakers? He turns it around and said, who will win the next title, the Lakers or the Clippers? Let's talk about that later on this hour, okay?
I like that. Yep, we'll do that.
All right, we'll do that. But now, we need spirituality. We need to come together. We need to be as one. And to provide that information for us, and also as we check what has gone on throughout the day, we bring on our dear friend Vic the Brick with a daily haiku at 2. And Vic, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Fred. In for Rodney Peet from the borough of Queens, where he worked in a stride ride on Queens Boulevard, Crossroads, Jamaica Avenue, Rob Parker. Handling the heat today, Rob.
Yes, he is.
Always, Vic. You know it. It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. You're executive producer of the Rogan and Rodney Show. Put your hands together, show the love. It's Kevin Figures.
Come on now. I figured it was Figures.
Never heard that before, Rob.
No, you never heard. That was original. Try the veal. I'll be here all week.
Pacoima Hilton. On the ones and the twos and the threes and the fours, you know it's Ronnie Fazio.
It's King Flavor.
Very provocative questions today, Fred.
Thank you.
Who will win the next title, the Dodgers?
Yeah.
Or the Lakers?
Right.
And, of course, the next step is Lakers or Clippers. So I do. I look forward to that debate. Because the Clippers have won five straight.
Yes.
11 of 13, in case people lost count. 11 of 13.
I don't think anybody lost count.
Okay.
It's amazing how you could just get across the Brooklyn Bridge like the Lakers did last night, and their game goes into the toilet. It was unbelievable. So in Brooklyn, they were fantastic. They crossed the Brooklyn Bridge. They go into Manhattan, and suddenly there's all this mishigas.
The traffic around the Garden was bad. That's what
is
got
that
them.
What it was?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Oh, yeah.
Also, don't forget, Jew Randall, who still has not been bar mitzvahed, and I love him. We used to have some great times in the Laker locker room. I always thought that was a fatal error to let go of Julius Randle.
You guys used to find the matzah, didn't you?
L'chaim, to life!
I just want to know, when you, how old are you when you have your bar mitzvah?
You're 13.
13.
And when do you get the visit from the Moyle? Is that way early when you're a baby?
No, you get the visit from the Moyle when you're 30.
When you're 30?
Right.
I was afraid to see the Moyle. He might take too much off. You know what I mean?
No,
of course.
It's when you're a baby, Rob, not when you're
30. No, when you're an infant.
Yeah.
But let's dwell on the bliss and the sea of die. We have two champions. We have the Dodgers. Bless the blue. Continuing the homestand tonight against the Rockies. How about Trevor Bauer tonight? First appearance for real at Dodger Stadium. I think it's going to be an event.
I'm picking him for Cy Young in the National League. Vic, I'm all in on Trevor Bauer.
He really is wonderful. Great personality. He's like must-see TV. You've got to see what he's doing on the mound. He's very provocative, and his stuff is mind-blowing. He is total entertainment. He's got that one-eyed thing going on.
Yeah, but not during the regular season.
You don't know with him. He's very surprising. Very provocative pitcher. I'm looking forward to tonight's matchup. Eight and two, man.
Yeah.
Best record in baseball.
Yeah.
We have to bathe in this squad. This, you know, Andrew Friedman and Stan Kasten, they've put together such an amazing roster.
I don't want to put any water on your fire. Padres only half a game out.
Who?
The Padres. That is
the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Did you know Tatis is playing on Friday, Vic?
Yeah,
are you upset?
I'm glad. I don't want to see him injured. I want him playing. I enjoy Tatis. I enjoyed his father. I remember when his father, Fernando Tatis, hit two grand slams in the first inning against the Dodgers.
That's right.
I was doing my show in the left field bleachers.
Yep.
I'll never forget. Fernando Tatis hit two grand slams, I believe, in the first inning.
Yep.
I may be wrong. You know, check it out.
I know he hit two grand slams.
It was at Chan Ho Park.
Yeah.
That was a wild first inning, man.
Yeah. No question.
I miss Chan Ho.
Well, I'm sure he misses you too, Vic.
And we have a beautiful haiku for you guys. It's from, again, from Under the Radar. Fuso. F-U-S-O. Fuso.
Was this yesterday's
F-U-
guy or no?
S-O. Excuse me?
Was this from yesterday? The same guy? Or that was Fuso yesterday?
Different guy.
Oh, okay. Because yesterday's
guy was Fuso.
Fuso.
F-U-S-O.
Kevin will do some research on Fuso.
Vic, I didn't say anything mean to you. Why are you cursing me out?
He is an up-and-coming haiku artist from the, I would say, probably 1700s. He's breaking through now. And let's face it, a lot of haiku artists have to pay their dues. You think it's easy paying their dues?
No.
Look at the artists over the years in music who had to go to England to make it. Donna Summer had to go to England to to become a big star.
Well, nobody...
What's been happening here? Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
Jimi Hendrix had to go to England.
Yeah, but nobody said this guy's not good, Vic.
Oh, Fuso? No.
Nobody said that.
Fuso can compete.
So all I found on Fuso was that he died on April 11th, 1886. So he died 135 years ago.
A couple of days ago.
Yes.
And still very relevant. And the mad love to Fuso.
Yeah. May he rest
it's
in peace.
It's haiku, and it's Tuesday, April the 13th. Strike the great bell, I pray, to bid the early cherry trees burst into bloom today. I'm feeling you. Fuso.
Nicely done, Vic. I think
thank you.
Yeah, I maybe it's just me. Is it just me? But
is it you?
Yeah, is it me? I like the authentic ones better than the embellishment ones.
Well, I think you're growing as a haiku aficionado, Fred.
Oh, okay.
You're appreciating the nuances, the tone, the adding of the seasons.
Yeah.
Of the blossoms.
Yeah.
I think you're honing your craft, Fred.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's to be admired.
No, thank you. I'm really appreciating the authentic haikus. I think they're really well done. I love that you're using little known haiku artists. I think they bring it, Vic. I really do.
Vic, one question from me. Do you have any lokus? You know, I like wearing high top haikus when I'm playing basketball, but what about lokus just to walk around it?
Terrible.
Two shows nightly for Cormac Hilton.
It's lit. Stories lighting up the sports headlines.
Watched by our buddy Jacob and Ronnie. He's the best in the business. So if you find yourself in trouble, you've got to go to the top guy. The top guy is Jacob and Ronnie. 844-24-JACOB.
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
One of the big stories in the NBA broke this morning that Denver Nuggets guard Jamal Murray, diagnosed with a torn ACL, suffered a non-contact injury last night in their loss to Golden State. That is a big deal to the Lakers because Denver currently just one game ahead of the Lakers in the standings. Currently 4-5, those two teams at the moment. So I guess we'll have to see what kind of impact that has on the Denver Nuggets and holding on to a top four seed in the Western Conference without probably their second best player, Fred.
You just hate to see that, too. Because he's a lot of fun to watch.
He is fun to watch. We saw it. And I know Clipper fans don't want to see him anymore. But am I right? Like, that's a shame.
It really
Man,
is.
Man, all the injuries in all sports. Am I right? It's been out of control.
Yeah, do you, though, look at NBA injuries because of the lack of time to get ready for the next season?
Part of it, we have to. There have been a lot of guys out. What else is it?
Yeah.
I you know what I mean? It was a real short off season, Fred. I think that's come back to haunt the NBA. I do. Non-contact? It wasn't like he got run over by somebody.
No, he just came down. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to see anyone go down. This is not the way you want to see the Denver Nuggets, you know, play out the last 20 games when they're playing such fantastic basketball. But yeah, it's the schedule. You know, the NBA guys get no rest. They're playing, one day on, one day off. Even the baseball players, I hated to see Dexter Fowler go down for the Angels in Toronto at second base. That really hurt me. I wanted to see Dexter have a nice comeback here. But, to see Murray go down is really a shame. Especially, on a night when Curry went off, 53?
Yep.
That's tough. It's tough for the Nuggets, and I want to see every team at full strength. I want to see Brooklyn at full strength. I want to see our Lakers at full strength, and I want to see our Clippers at full strength. I want to see the great basketball. You don't get that when the studs go down.
Another major story today, to the surprise of some, is the debate as to whether or not Julian Edelman, longtime Patriots receiver, played 11 years with the Patriots, should be a Hall of Famer. He played 11 seasons with New England, won 3 Super Bowls, was the MVP of Super Bowl 53. Apparently is just second to Jerry Rice in NFL history with 118 postseason catches. People who are in favor of him making it say, look at all the big catches he made throughout his career, especially in the postseason.
people against him say his numbers don't even hold a candle to some of the all-time greats at the receiver position. So I'll start with you, Fred. Julian Edelman, Hall of Fame worthy or not?
Well, it's the Eric Dickerson theory. If you have to ask, is he Hall of Fame worthy? But I'll say this. You know, Julian Edelman did an awful lot of things for the Patriots. And he played on a team where you couldn't really get any garbage yards. Not like they were behind by a lot of points, where all of a sudden Brady had to throw and keep throwing and throwing and throwing deep, deep, deep to Edelman. He was fundamentally as good a football player that ever played the game. Did everything he was asked. And I think he may be penalized because he was not in a situation where he was asked to do more. I think he's a Hall of Famer, but I think the argument could be made his numbers don't support it, Rob.
Fred, I just have one thing to say. No way, no how is he a Hall of Famer. First of all, he never made a Pro Bowl and was never an All-Pro. I mean, like, how can you be in the Hall of Fame? You were never a Pro Bowler? Seriously. And number two, he got busted for roids, for PEDs. How come this doesn't matter to anybody? He was, by the way, he was training with Tom Brady's trainer. I just wanted you to know that. He got busted. Tell me, why does this not matter to him, but everybody's hell-bent to keep Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens out of the Hall of Fame? And they got way better credentials than him. It ain't about just the playoffs. It's about your entire body of work. It's about Fred Rogan's entire 40 years on KNBC, not about his last couple of years on AM 570. It's about your entire career, Fred. That's why you're a Hall of Famer. That's why Julian Edelman is not a Hall of Famer.
Well then, Vic, you're a Hall of Famer.
I'm sorry.
Wow, oh my God.
Sorry, Vic.
Very vibrant,
I'm sorry.
And very emotional.
Yeah, you all right?
Very fine. Are you okay, Rob?
I'm all right. Kev, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I like it. Bring the fire.
Listen, I like the Passione Corazon. To me, Edelman's a Hall of Famer. And it was really well constructed this morning by Colin. His numbers were always under pressure. His numbers were always clutch. In other words, there were no fat yards. There were no garbage yards. Those were playoff yards. And when Brady needed, you know, 8, 9 yards, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 7, it was always to Edelman. Even though he was double-teamed, he seemed to get open, and he was one tough mother. He was an excellent blocker. He was a consummate team player. I don't believe in numbers all the time to get you into Canton, Ohio. I believe in your overall style of play, the impact you made, how many, you know, the championships you helped win. And Edelman's right there.
Vic,
for me,
I don't even think
about it. Edelman Hall of Fame.
And you just said all his numbers were playoff numbers. No, they weren't. They all got fat playing the Buffalo Bills, the New York Jets, and the Miami Dolphins for years. That's where they got all those wins and all those numbers. Everybody keeps acting like they played in big games every year. It's nonsense. They got 6 wins every year before the season even started. Don't get me riled up. Go read my column at deadspin.com.
Nice plug, Rob. We will.
Thank you.
Now, the only celebrity umpire or maybe official that I know is Cowboy Joe West. We all know Cowboy Joe West.
Love the Cowboy.
Well, yes.
He's loving life right now, too. Just awarded a $500,000 defamation suit against Paul Aduca, former Dodger favorite. Now, he contended that Paul Aduca basically was talking ill against him on a podcast a couple of years ago. Now, Laduca said that he was ejected 15 times in his major league career, and 8 or 9 of them have been by Cowboy Joe West. He even said there was a game when he played for the Mets and he was catching Billy Wagner. And during that game, West called 3 straight batters out on strikes. And apparently Laduca said that Wagner told him the reason he got calls was the pitcher had allowed West to drive his 1957 Chevy. I guess their version of payola. I don't know. Hey, give me a favorable strike zone. I'll let you use my car. Well, apparently Joe West, because he felt that you were talking ill against me and it's bad for my reputation for you to spew out these lies, took him to court and actually ended up winning. So $500,000 going to Joe West against Paul Laduca, Fred.
Love Paul Laduca, but you don't step to the Cowboy, Kevin. I mean, I've told the story. The cowboy, I saw him eject a fan. Somebody was giving him grief. He walked over and he threw the fan out of the game. And a guy left. Security came and took him. You cannot question the integrity of an official in any sport. Because if, in fact, you have done that, that's all they have. That's all they are. That's the only thing they possess is their integrity. So if you're going to make a claim that Joe West was punching guys out because the pitcher let him drive his car, that's a pretty serious claim. And it's going to cost Paul LaDuca $500,000. Don't step to the cowboy, Rob. Don't do it.
You know what? Bravo to Cowboy Joe West. You can't just make up something on a podcast that's not true. And when they did the research, none of it added up. None of it added up. It wasn't even true. So he's just making something up, tarnishing a guy's reputation that could hurt him from getting in the Hall of Fame as an umpire. If this allegation was true. So bravo to the judge and for the people who awarded him the $500,000. And this will stop people from making up fish stories and just saying whatever they want on a podcast, thinking nobody's listening. Hello? Is this microphone on? Yes! People are listening. You can't make up a story.
Joe West should have written another country song and not have gone after Paul LaDuca. This, to me, is too much litigation. I think he should have let it float off his back, scrape it off his shoulder, and write a country song about it. But to go after LaDuca for $500,000, I think it's really over the top. And I like Joe West, but that to me is too much. Joe, write another country song. I know you love country. I know you can sing. Write a country song about it, man. Make it a hit.
So his reputation isn't worth 500 grand. Some might say it's worth a lot more than that, Vic.
I know. I can't believe that.
My integrity and reputation? I love Paul LaDuca, too, but come on.
For him. Kev, you can't make up a story like that.
This is a crazy lawsuit, man.
But wait a minute. But it could keep him out of the Hall of Fame, Vic. I mean, Fred, you don't think that's worth fighting for? He's a longtime umpire.
If you're an official and someone is questioning your integrity,
yes.
That's all you have.
And Vic, for him to win that suit, that had to be really big. I mean,
you know how hard it is to win a suit like that?
Yeah.
Well, if it was untrue, I didn't hear the original text of LaDuca blasting, Joe West. Get an apology from Paul, and clear your name that way. For me, this litigation is insane. I'm truly bowled over by this litigation. I think Paul could have issued an apology if it wasn't true, and boom.
I think all sides would be clean. Vic, what would have been Paul's motivation to do it?
Right.
I'm not sure of the situation.
And here's the other thing. You know what? Now that this story's out, I bet you a lot of people will think about it before they come up and just make up a story about somebody's name mm-hmm. or reputation. And they'll realize, I might get sued and lose a lot of money. I'm happy that this is out. You just can't say whatever you want about people. I think that's wrong. Yeah.
And that's what's lighting up the headlines.
Kevin's been great.
All right. Who's going to hoist the next trophy when it comes to the NBA? Will it be the Lakers or the Clippers? You can weigh in on that if you'd like, but we'll get into it next.
Bringing you LA's best sports talk weekdays, noon to 3.
Rogan and Rodney.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Get inside stories, exclusive interviews, and the latest baseball news and information on the new Extra Innings podcast with David Bassey. Download the free iHeartRadio app today and listen. Presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live la vida mas fina. Please drink responsibly. Corona Extra beer. All right, Rob. That was for you.
That is for me. And every time I hear that song, it's a great theme song. Come on, Fred. You're a TV guy. You've worked in TV your whole life. There are a few great TV theme songs, but that's right up there.
Now, are you planning on another trip anytime soon? I mean, things are going to be opening up.
So the plan is to go to Australia for a second time. I went back in the 90s, Fred, but I didn't get to the West Coast. I want to see Perth. So that's the plan. Right before Christmas, 2 weeks before Christmas, get on that plane, 14 hours nonstop over all water. And when you get off that plane, Fred, have you been to Australia yet?
I have. And the thing I was going to say about it, Rob, of all the places, and I've been very blessed to have traveled a good portion of the world for NBC, right. I think Australia's the most beautiful.
It is unbelievable for people who have never been. First of all, it's so clean. And think about this. The landmass is not that much smaller than ours, Fred. And we have 330 million people. They only have 30 million.
Right.
It is very clean, very nice. I was really impressed when I went there, and I can't wait. Did you go to the West Coast? Did you get to Perth, or you did not?
I was in Sydney the whole time.
Yeah, see, Sydney and Melbourne I've been, in Canberra, the capital. What's crazy is Sydney and Perth are exactly like New York and Los Angeles. They're 3,000 miles apart on East and West Coast. Is that unbelievable?
I didn't know that.
Yes. Perth is like Los Angeles. 3,000 miles away on the west coast.
So you're saying the weather is going to be warmer in Perth, or the weather will be the same as Sydney?
That I do not know, but I do, you know, down there Christmas time, it's summer.
Right.
The seasons are reversed. So I'll be going where the weather is nice. So I can't wait. I'm going to go for about nine or 10 days. That's it.
And you're going to bring anybody you met from the Golden Girls cruise? Are they still alive?
You know what? They're not alive, so maybe I could take their corpse for at least a few part of the trip, no?
Horrible.
Is that
the worst?
At least I don't have to pay for another meal. I don't have to hear any complaining.
Oh, my God. Okay. Earlier I asked you the question, who wins the next title, Lakers or Dodgers? You said Dodgers. All right.
Yes.
So now let's put it in this way. Who wins the next title? Lakers or Clippers?
I would say Clippers. As we go forward, Fred, you got to think about this. LeBron's been here how many years, Fred?
Three.
How many years has he been injured? How many of the seasons has he been injured in the three?
Oh, you can't do that.
No, I'm asking you, how many times has he been injured in the 3 years?
Two.
Okay. As he gets older, is there more chance of him getting hurt or less?
I would say more.
Okay. That's the reason why. This is the beginning of that. I'm telling you, as you get older and you play basketball, most guys wind up going out. How do they end their basketball careers, Fred? They rip something or pop something. Am I right? I'm not picking on LeBron. I'm telling you the history of the league. So many great players limp off the court. It's done. Kobe got hurt.
Yep.
That's what happens.
Just the wear and tear on the body.
Yes. You only have so much. Even in LeBron's case, he's been unbelievable with an Iron Man and being able to play and bounce back. But now, I mean, let's not poo-poo. He's been hurt two of the 3 years in Los Angeles. That
is a statement of fact. And you can make the argument that Anthony Davis also has a history of getting dinged up.
And last year was the one time he didn't, Fred, and it worked out. But this year is not a surprise. He's missed a ton of games in his NBA career. Always something.
So you're saying that the Clippers will win the next NBA title for this city simply because of attrition with the Lakers?
Yes.
They will get more about
that. Yep. It's more about that. And I think if Kawhi resigns, which I believe he will, right? And they have a chance, they're still young enough that even if the Nets win, say the Nets win this year, is there a chance that say it's the Nets and Clippers and the Nets win, is there a chance that the Clippers could come back the next year and win? I think they could. So I think that they would have a shot in the next 3 or 4 year window to win a championship for Los Angeles. And I just think as LeBron gets older, it gets harder.
All right, so when does the window close for the Lakers, in your opinion?
Probably after next season. I think they have one more legitimate shot. If they come back healthy, LeBron's healthy, AD's healthy, Fred, they got one more shot to get one.
And you're saying that even with one more shot to get one, they won't get it before the Clippers do.
Right. Because I'm just not convinced that they're going to be able to stay healthy. You know what I mean? That going forward, that there's not going to always be some issue as you get older.
Well, then let me try this. Do you think Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, because now we don't know when who's going to win what, but do you think they will actually win a title for the Clippers?
I do. I think they have a shot. I think they have a shot. Now if that juggernaut in Brooklyn gets healthy and then next year they're all healthy and they don't have any issues the second year, and if they win it, Fred, this year, being disjointed, you know what I mean, and not fully, what are they going to be next year when they've played together and they're all healthy? So could they block them for a couple of years? Yes. But I still think Kawhi and Paul George are young enough that they still could have a shot at one, and they might be able to even beat the Nets.
Yeah, but
what if the Nets can't get it together this year and right. Something happens and the Clippers win?
So now what you're saying is that you believe going forward, given the injuries the Lakers sustained this year, going forward, the Clippers will always beat the Lakers.
I think they would have beaten the Lakers last year had it not been for them, of course, choking against Denver. I really do. I think when most people picked them, it was for a reason. Matchups, Fred. It's not that you don't have to have the greatest roster, but sometimes matchups. And you've seen the Clippers beat the Lakers often, am I right? Even with LeBron, because it's a matchup thing. And I think if they would have had they knocked off Denver in 4 or 5 games like they should have, you know what I mean, when they were up 3-1 and been ready to go, there was a good chance that they would have beaten the Lakers.
See, the danger with the way the teams are constructed, both the Lakers and the Clippers and the Nets, every NBA team, and Denver will now find this out, you've got so many top stars, so many guys you count on. If one goes down, Jamal Murray goes down in Denver.
Yep.
All right, can we agree that whatever run Denver was going to make.
Oh, no, it's over.
Right.
I just can't. I'm not saying that they're not going to be in the playoffs and
yep.
compete, but the chance of them to finally get there, Fred, like they were hoping this year, especially after they made the trade.
Right.
Right? If you're a Nuggets fan, you're heartbroken today. I don't care how you look at it. You're heartbroken.
Okay. So we know that they're done now, basically. And some teams don't even have two guys that can get you to where you want to be. The Lakers, without AD and LeBron, well, they're done. Now, if they both come back and they play well, okay, they're back in it. They've got a shot. But the danger here in the NBA is when you construct your team and it's built around two guys, if you're lucky enough to have two real good ones, if one goes down, one of those two, your season is basically over. What the Nets have done is they have three.
Right.
So if one of them goes down, you're as good as the team with two.
Because we talked about it before, Fred. We liked when it was KD and Kyrie. Didn't we like that team?
We
liked those two.
Yep.
So you're going to tell me we're not going to like what Harden when you add a guy like Harden? It ain't fair.
No, I agree with you. I just think that, and again, because the Clippers have flown under the radar this year,
Which has been a good thing for them. I think it's been good, Fred. Everybody's down on the Clippers because of last year's choke job, and I think that that's been good for them, that people will not bother them, not have any expectations for them until they actually achieve what they're supposed to.
Yeah, but I just believe that the Lakers will win another title, and they could win a title. If they're going to beat Brooklyn, Rob, it's going to be this year. Because we don't know about Brooklyn. I mean, you can sit here and you say, well, if everybody's healthy and everybody's on their game and everybody shows up and everybody wants to play, you don't know.
Right.
You really don't know. And will James Harden be different in the playoffs this go around because he is not the focal point? He doesn't have to do everything? Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. We don't know. I think the Lakers get it before the Clippers do.
Yeah. I think all the question marks you're asking about Brooklyn, you could ask about the Lakers. I just think too many things have to go right. I think I don't know what Drummond is in the big playoff situation. I don't, you know, he's a terrible free throw shooter. I know he's making some in Brooklyn the other day, but it's not I don't know if does he really fit in, if he's out there. What does LeBron come back as, Fred? Is he okay? Is he gingerly on it? You know, how about AD? Where is he? Is he a little afraid when he comes back? He doesn't want to be Kevin Durant. You remember Kevin Durant gave it a try and popped it in the playoffs? You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Okay, we're back to wrap things up right after this.
Hogan and Rodney.
Rodney Peace.
An athlete.
Rodney Peace.
A father.
Rodney Peace.
An LA icon.
Rodney Peace.
And this guy.
Fred Rogan. AM 570 LA Sports.
All right, this was fun today. Great time, Rob.
Thanks always.
For, thanks
and
for
you
jumping
know what?
In.
No, thanks for having me, and you'll be on my show. You're filling in, right?
Yeah, I'll be a week from Friday.
A week from Friday. I love it. Fred Rogan returns to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio, national, coast to coast.
Looking forward to it, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Kevin, Ronnie, thanks. Good
Great show,
today.
Everybody. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cause we're more to be free than a life in the bin. Making money off of cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, like in the sin. What's the worst they can do to a player? Got me lost in hell to live and die in L.A. on bail. My people say,
live and die in L.A. The place to be.
To live and die in L.A.